Accessing Spiritual Love Every Day, a meditation brought to you by Nina Amir and Pure Spirit Creations.
We are loved by an unending love. 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 An unending love. An unending love. An unending love.
On Valentine's Day, we tend to focus primarily on romantic love, a love between two people. For those people who aren't involved in a romantic relationship, however, Valentine's Day can feel quite devoid of love. Plus, Valentine's Day, while not really a religious holiday, may not be a holiday celebrated by everyone. For example, it's not a Muslim or a Jewish or a Buddhist holiday. And people observant of those religions may not choose to observe Valentine's Day at all. However, there's another type of love available to us on Valentine's Day, as well as on every day of the year, whether we are involved in a romantic relationship or not, and whether we actually celebrate this holiday or not. It's a love that anyone can access at any time, anywhere, if they so choose. It's an unending love, an unconditional love, an extraordinary love. It's the love we receive from God, and the love many people feel for God. In Hebrew, the word for love is ahava. This word sounds like love. It's the aha moment when we realize that our heart has begun to beat va-va, va-va, va-va for someone else or for God. Some say ah is the sound of creation, and this word aha-va is filled with the sound ah. Ha, va. Also, many names of God contain this sound, such as Yah or Adonai and Shekhinah in Judaism. Or in other religious traditions, there's Buddha, Krishna, Allah, Yeshua, and Ra. The names of God themselves seem filled with love. To turn any day, including Valentine's Day if you wish, into an opportunity to experience spiritual love, the love of the divine for its creation, you, and your love for your Creator, God, try the following meditation. To begin, sit or lie down and take a few deep breaths. Relax your muscles and try to empty your mind of any pressing thoughts. Get totally present by repeating to yourself on the in-breath, "Here I am," or "I am here." In Hebrew, the word is hineni. On the out-breath or exhale, just let your thoughts of other things go. Take a few more deep breaths and continue this exercise as you relax and get present. Try that now. Mm-hmm. Allow your attention to flow to the area of your heart now. Feel its pulse, its beat, the natural rhythm as it pumps blood in and out. Allow that rhythm, that pulse, to expand outward so you begin to feel the pulse throughout your whole body. It's as if your whole body has become a huge heart, pumping blood in and out, as your heart pulls the blood into the body and into the chambers of the heart. It begins to draw something else inward, an energy from outside your body. It's an energy you hardly noticed before, but you can sense it surrounding you like a warm, tight embrace. An energy so familiar it feels like part of yourself, like home, like someone you've known forever. You can almost see it, a bright, divine light glowing brilliantly. It's a presence you've known or have wanted to know, a presence to which you are supremely attracted, the divine presence, God. As your heart pumps this energy inward, your heart is filled with a warm, tingling sensation that feels pleasant and familiar and comforting, and your body begins to glow with the same warm light. Ah, you know the feeling. Ahava, it's love, unconditional, pure love, divine love. Your heartbeat flutters, the pace quickens, then settles into its new rhythm. As love fills your heart, the heart vessel that holds all that love begins pumping the love through your body. Little by little, you feel the warmth, the tingling, the exciting yet comforting feeling of love fills your entire being until you are filled to the brim with love, but not any love. An extraordinary love. Take a moment now to experience God's love. Just when you think your body cannot hold the love any longer, feel a surge of love even stronger than those you felt before. Feel your heart vessel pump the love out of your body and back into the light energy from whence it came, back to its source, your source. Like one huge heart vessel pumping love in and out and in, you experience the energy flowing in both directions, a constant giving and receiving of love from God to you and you to God. Unending love, extraordinary love. Experience this love for as long as you like. When you're ready, not necessarily right now, take a few deep breaths and come back to your normal reality. But bring with you the experience of divine love, given and received. And remember this love. Feel this love on any day, and every day.
We are loved by an unending love. 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 An unending love, an unending love, an unending love, an unending love.
This meditation has been brought to you by Pure Spirit Creations. It was written and read by Nina Amir. The poem, You Are Loved by an Unending Love, was written by Rabbi Rami Shapiro. It was performed by Rabbi Eli Cohen, spiritual leader of Chare Shemenu, a Jewish renewal community in Santa Cruz, California. Rabbi Cohen put Rabbi Shapiro's words to a melody adapted from Eric Anderson's song, Is It Really Love at All? For more information on Pure Spirit Creations, or on Nina Amir, please visit www.purespiritcreations.com or call 408-353-1943.